This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Recognized as one of the greatest all-round players in baseball history, hometown hero Hannes Wagner set the standard for major league shortstops. Born in 1874 as one of nine children to German immigrants in Chartiers, now Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Johannes Peter Wagner dropped out of school at the age of 12 to help his father and brothers in the western Pennsylvania coal mines. After developing his athletic talents on the local sandlots, Wagner made his major league debut with the Louisville Colonels in 1897 and quickly became one of the National League's most feared hitters. When baseball disbanded four teams following the 1899 season, Colonels owner Barney Dreyfus took many of the team's best players to his other franchise, the Pittsburgh Pirates. Described as bow-legged and barrel-chested, the Flying Dutchman developed into the game's most skilled fielder at shortstop with a strong throwing arm and all-around athleticism. At the plate, Wagner hit over 300 for 16 seasons. In 1903, Wagner led the Pirates to baseball's first World Series against the Boston Americans, and 6 years later, the Bucks won their first World Championship against Ty Cobb and the Detroit Tigers. Throughout his career, Wagner won eight batting titles, led the league in slugging six times, and in stolen bases five times. In 1936, he received the second highest vote total behind Ty Cobb and joined Babe Ruth as one of the first five inductees in the Baseball Hall of Fame's inaugural class. Wagner served as a coach with the Pirates for 39 years before passing away in Pittsburgh in 1955. Today, a larger-than-life-size statue of Wagner greets fans outside of PNC Park, and his famous T206 is the most sought-after baseball card in history. Fans can learn more about Hannes Wagner's Hall of Fame career at the Western Pennsylvania Sports Museum at the Heinz History Center.